This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. It's needless to say that what is happening and what we're witnessing is heart-wrenching. It's beyond distressful, it's beyond painful. When you see every single day that level and amount of suffering taking place, and it gets repeated, and then it gets repeated, and then it gets repeated without an end in sight. And emotions run high. And we have every right for that. But at the same time, we also ought to learn things that are more lasting and more substantial than an emotional reaction that may fade in few days or few weeks. And one of the things that we may be able to visit today, one of the lessons among the many lessons, and we should really be learning as we see, is that Allah Azza wa Jal lets us encounter these hardships and trials for a purpose. That He subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you witness something like this over and over and over again, it's not that Allah Azza wa Jal is unable to punish. ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ If Allah wished, as He says in the Quran, if Allah wished, He could punish them. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ But so He allows it to happen so that He could test you by means of other people. They're not the only ones being tested. We are also being tested in our reaction, how we can help, but also how we change based on what we see. The believer is supposed to, because of all of these sufferings that they see, when they understand that they cannot rely on anyone else except Allah Azza wa Jal, for their patience to skyrocket, for their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be rock solid, for them to understand that the promise of Allah azza wa jal is the only promise that they can believe in, no other promises, no other justifications. Allah azza wa jal, when He says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي Allah has decreed and has written that I and my messengers will prevail. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ O you who have iman, if you champion Allah, Allah will champion you and give you steadfastness. Plant your feet firmly on earth. That is a promise that you and I will not understand until we are tested. And then we let go of everything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the patience that Allah wants from us. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, إِيَّمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. He says, if you are hurt, they were hurt as well. And these days we alternate, we change between people. Meaning, one day is for you and one day is going to be against you. You're going to win some of these and you're going to lose some of these. Then you ask why? وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. So that Allah will know who among you has truly believed and He will adopt from you shuhada, martyrs. Meaning you're going to go through difficult times for what? So that Allah will distinguish those who say only we believe and those who truly believe. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah would not gonna let the believers as they are in the state that they are in until He will distinguish good from bad. وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah wants to test what is in your chests and purify what is in your hearts. So you go through ordeals and hardships one after the other, so that you could reach a stage where if they threaten you with overwhelming power, you trust Allah Azza wa Jal more than being alarmed by their threats. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. This happened to the Sahaba of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When they were threatened by overwhelming force, they were told, people are gathering forces against you, so fear them. What was their reaction? It increased them in iman. They weren't terrified by it. And it's only tests that bring these things. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us and He is the one who can take care of us. So Allah says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. Their outcome was a favor from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and no harm touched them because they had tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they didn't fear the physical threats of their enemies. So Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us, if you understand why these types of tests endure, because Allah wants all of us to reach a level of iman where we praise Him and thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust Him during the darkest of times. Even when there is no hope in sight, you still trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If and when you reach that level, then all of us become worthy of Allah's victory. Once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was called because one of his daughters, or maybe granddaughters, because it wasn't named in the hadith, was dying. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes and he holds her tightly against his chest. And she passes away in his chest, in his lap, alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ummu Ayman starts to cry loudly. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam turns to her and he said, are you crying and the Messenger of Allah is right next to you? Meaning you're crying this loud and the Messenger of Allah is right next to you. She said, why wouldn't I cry and the Messenger himself is crying? He told her, I'm not crying, meaning not like you. He's shedding tears, but I'm not crying. But this is mercy. Then he said, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ تُنْزَعُ نَفْسُهُ مِنْ بَيْنِ جَنْبَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. He says, the believer, his soul will be taken from his body while at the same time he is praising and thanking Allah عز وجل. You understand what he's saying here, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the most difficult moment in any person's life. Your soul is being taken care from its house, its body. And what are you doing if you're having iman at that most difficult of tests? You're thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. And you're praising Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's iman. And that is the difference between, and supposed to be the difference between those who have iman on the other side. It's not physical power that matters most. Allah asked us to prepare and get physical power. But what is more important than the physical power is the power of iman. If you have it, then you are more powerful. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you have iman.
When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they were hurt in the battle of Uhud, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, line up behind me so that I can pray and praise Allah azza wa jal. That's after a defeat and the death of so many of the Sahaba. Line up, kay uthni ala rabbi, so I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at moments when you are defeated, when you reach that level that you could praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you win or you lose, when you trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when things do not make sense. Even al-Hudaybiyah, when they went for Umrah, and the Muslims were powerful then, more powerful than they were before. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was more inclined to have a treaty with the people of Quraysh. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, أَلَسْنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَهُمْ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Aren't we on the truth and they follow falsehood? He said, yes. He said, aren't our dead ones in heaven and their dead ones in hellfire? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, yes. So Umar said, فَعَلَامَ نُعْطِ الدَّنِيَّةَ فِي دِينِنَا. Why are we submitting to them like this? Why do we go back until Allah settles this matter between us and them? Meaning, let's fight them. Let's fight them. Let Allah settle this matter between us. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said a word that we should understand fully. قَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَيْ يُضَيِّعَنِي أَبَدًا. I am the messenger of Allah and He will never forsake me. That is the belief of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning that whatever happens, if you have that iman, wherever Allah takes you, if you believe Allah is with me and will never forsake me, then you're fine. Because then Allah is with you and will never forsake you. If you have that iman, that patience, you can move mountains. Allah will come to your aid. Allah will defend you. Allah will guide you. So the pivotal question right here, as they're witnessing whatever they are witnessing, when we are witnessing their suffering, and you compare our own complaints and our own sufferings, and they look so trivial compared to what they have. I'm so worried about this and I'm worried about that. And you have a person who had lost his entire family and you realize that in our existence, we really have been so spoiled, complaining about the trivial, the unnecessary. But as you look at all of this, you ask yourself, do I have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His promise, in that patience, in tawakkul, so that no matter what happens in my personal life, or collectively, communally, globally, it doesn't matter as long as I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says about Banu Israel, and their story in the Quran is important to study at these moments. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Before it, he says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. It says, we've given to the oppressed, and they are the oppressed people at that time, oppressed by Pharaoh. He says, we've given those who were oppressed power over the land that we have blessed. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. And Allah's promise, good promise to Banu Israel was fulfilled because of their patience. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. And we destroyed what Pharaoh and his people used to build and erect. Whatever they did, God destroyed. So Allah is telling us, here is an oppressed nation, an oppressed people. What made them prevail? It is their patience. And the might of Pharaoh meant nothing to Allah Azza wa Jal, but Allah wants to extract from the oppressed people who are worthy of the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is one thing that we should learn. My tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal should be great. My trust in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala should be more than anything that I read in the news. My pursuit towards His pleasure should be my primary goal, because everything else goes away except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah Azza wa Jal make us of those who see what they see and they learn from it, and they distinguish truth from falsehood, and distinguish the promises of Allah Azza wa Jal from the delusions of the shaytan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. One of the important lessons that can be learned is that whatever structure, a worldview, a belief system, it has a story. And that story is the story, that narrative is the story and narrative that cements its foundation, that makes it possible for people to believe in it. And what is happening today dismantles that story that is there on the other side, that spin, that twist. The idea that human rights, minority rights, women's rights, the rights of the individual, that all humans are created equal, with inalienable rights, where all of these things are taken, and for a very, very long time they've been used against the Quran and the Sunnah and Muslims. Here we are with our human rights. Where are human rights in Islam? Where are women's rights in Islam? Where are minority rights in Islam? Where is the freedom of speech in Islam? Where is the freedom of assembly in Islam? Where is the freedom in general in Islam? And we, because we were in a defeated position, we took all of this and felt that we were actually defeated. So we started to apologize for the Quran and apologize for the Sunnah, because we thought that what they had is the ideal and we had nothing in comparison to them. So not only this, we turned against the Quran and we said, we don't want some of this and some of that. And at the Sunnah, we don't want some of this and some of that, because that clashes with the ideals that they are presenting to us. And these ideals are the ideals. So we accepted that. This is how the world is and is supposed to be, and this is how they are. Then comes something like this, and by the way, something like this is not new, but we have short memories. Something like this comes and you understand that the freedom of this and the freedom of that only works in one direction, but not the other. And it could be contradicted as soon as it goes against their own interests, and you start to see the spin, and you start to see the deception and the lies, and then you understand that what they had was really nothing. It's just simply that we accepted it. And it's not something new, by the way. If you go again all the way back to Pharaoh, Pharaoh spoke in the same way, encountering Musa alayhi salam, because again, Pharaoh had a structure, a belief system in place. He had to lie in order to maintain that belief system. وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره. The people of Pharaoh sitting around Pharaoh, and Musa alayhi salam comes and he presents them the miracles of Allah. So he is a prophet and his only mission is what? Believe. That's the only thing he wants from them. How do they reply to this? The people, the elites around Pharaoh, they say, he is a truly knowledgeable magician who wants to steal your land. So you see how if you turn this from a message from a prophet into a land grab, you can fool people into supporting you, because everybody is worried about their land. So that's how the spin is. This is how he twists it. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَن يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. Musa, Fir'aun said, let me kill Musa. Let him call in his Rabb if he wants. Let me kill Musa. I fear that he will change your religion, meaning corrupt your religion and spread corruption on earth. That's another spin. That's another twist. Because Musa, who is coming with reform, with what pleases Allah Azza wa Jalla, now is being accused of being a magician who's spreading corruption. When Pharaoh asks his magicians to come and compete against the miracle of Musa alayhi salam, and Musa overwhelmingly wins, and it swallows, his miracle swallows all of their fabrications, and the magicians, they prostrate in front of everyone.
to Allah Azza wa Jal. How did Pharaoh recount or reply? قال إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها. And he said in another, إن هذا لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر. He said in one instance, he said, oh, he is your teacher who taught you magic. And another instance, in another time, in another ayah, he said, no, this is just a plot between all of you so that you would empty the city of its people. Again, so that you would acquire that city. And he knows very well that these magicians could not have been the students of Musa because it is his people that he brought. But as Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوهُ, he belittled their minds and they listened to him. Why? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ, they were sinful people, and a sinful person will believe nonsense because that is easier and closer to them, because the mind is already corrupt and the heart is already corrupt, so nonsense is easier to accept. So Fir'aun understands that these are not the students of Musa and he's not their teacher, and the plot wasn't to get them out of the city. But if you can spin it like this, then you still can have people follow you. You could still fool them. So if we see these ideals that they promulgate, that they advocate, freedom of speech, unless it goes against what we like, then you can't talk. Will you accept this later on when they come and accuse Islam of not having freedom of speech? When they say freedom of assembly, unless what? It goes against our own line. Would you then come later to accept from them that everybody should have freedom of assembly? You don't have those ideals. Why should I, as a Muslim, submit myself to your own standards when Allah Azza wa Jal had given me different and better ones? You say equality between all people. And then you're going to believe this when you understand that in their eyes, not everybody is equal and not everybody is a human being. You see this or not? Not everybody is worth the same. So are you going to accept that from them, or will you look at the Quran and the Sunnah as a source for your ideals and the source of your understanding of the world around you? Feminism. Are you going to accept that, understanding where it came from and what it wants to do? Putting men against women and women against men. Do you understand that structure is a disease structure? You're going to accept this knowing that they're never faithful to anything that they promote? Or will you adhere to what Allah said in the Quran and in the Sunnah? Meaning, again, understand, where is your loyalty? Some Muslims, and you understand that it could have some benefit, they look at some brands that are supporting injustice and they boycott them, right? Is it enough to boycott the brand but not the ideals that produced that action? It doesn't matter if you stop drinking coffee from a particular place or eating burgers from a particular place for a week or two or a month or two. And then you later on, you come back and you subscribe to the ideals, to the foundations that produce that rotten structure. Then you're still being enslaved here in your head. It's easier to liberate a land. It's much harder to liberate a mind. And if we are enslaved in our minds, then we are enslaved. So if you want to live as a Muslim, look at all of this and say to yourself, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than whatever you promised, whatever charter has, whatever constitution has, whatever ideals you promote, because we understand that these things are only there to serve you. And never again will I consider any of these things as points of attack against Islam, because I understand the hypocrisy and these things are untenable. They're not lasting and they're not meant to last and they're not meant to protect me. So you want to understand the world around you? The Quran, the Sunnah. You understand who wants to be equal and how? The Quran and the Sunnah. And this is the trust that we should have in Allah Azza wa Jal. Not every once in a while and come and say, how come Allah says this in the Quran? How come the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the Quran? Where is your iman in light of all of this? Where is our iman? Where is our submission? And then we say after all of this, where is the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal? When you doubt Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this happening to me? Why are you being tested? This is so unfair. You say to Allah Azza wa Jal, because something personal happening to you, Allah is unfair. And you want the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal to descend. You understand how much we need to sacrifice for Allah's victory? How many lives have to be lost? How many homes have to be destroyed? Just look at the life of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Just him, not anybody else. You understand how many of his relatives and loved ones died? How many of his tests he has to endure? And at the first sight of a test, we say, I've given up. I have no iman. I'm that weak. If we are that weak, then it tells you that we're not ready for that promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to have these two things. There is the strength of iman. I trust Allah Azza wa Jal more than I trust my own choice. More than I trust my own likes and dislikes. More than I trust any human being. If you have this, then you have it. If not, then we need to work on it. And then on the intellectual side, Allah Azza wa Jal is the source of right and wrong. Is the source of what to do in society. Is the source of how we live. Is the source of how we understand the world. I'm not taking it from east and I'm not taking it from west. And I will not allow myself, at least, I will not allow myself to be fooled by claims, universal claims of this and that. Because they said themselves, they said after this, it's going to be very, very hard to convince the global south, whatever you want to call it, the global south of any of our ideals. Because they saw how we break them. We can't talk to them again about human rights. We can't talk to them about democracy. We can't talk to them about freedom of speech. We can't talk to them about any of them because we violated one after the other. And this violation that comes from people who are actually the originators of all of this should push you to understand that these things have no reality to them. So where is your reality? If it's not Allah and His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then we are lost. So let that be your reality. We ask Allah, Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah. We ask you that you preserve the people of Gaza and Palestine, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, from all harm. Ya Allah, protect them from all harm. Ya Allah, protect them from all harm. Ya Allah, repel the aggression of their enemies, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, repel the aggression and the plots of their enemies, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, repel the aggression and the plots of their enemy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you would clothe the oppressed in Gaza and Palestine and feed them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon them. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon them. Ya Allah, be their helper because they have no helpers but you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, increase their iman, increase their taqwa, increase their reliance upon you. Ya Allah, accept their dead as martyrs for you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, take care of their sick, take care of their elderly, take care of their children who are now orphaned, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma sabbirhum, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma zidhum imanan wa tawakkulan alayka, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma innahum mustad'afuna fanajjihim, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma amdid هم بمدد من عندك وانصرهم نصرا من عندك يا رب العالمين وانزل اللهم واشدد وطأتك على من عداهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا عزيز يا حكيم واجعلها عليهم سنين كسني يوسف يا رب العالمين اللهم يا ربي اهدنا اللهم اهدنا اهدي شبابنا اهدي نساءنا اهدنا يا رب العالمين إلى ما تحب وترضى اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم اجعلهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدي شبابنا اللهم اهدي شبابنا اللهم اهدي شبابنا إلى ما تحب وترضى اللهم يا رب العالمين نسألك أن نكون من أهل التقوى وأهل ومن من يرضيك يا رب العالمين ولا تجعلنا من أهل سخطك ولا تجعلنا من أهل معصيتك ولا تجعلنا ممن سمع الذكر فأعرض يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقم الصلاة.